Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Before he met his untimely end, young Matthew Crawley had inherited the declining fortune that built TV's Downton Abbey. But busy actor Dan Stevens has a full life after Downton, with four movies hitting theaters in the coming months. The Guest opens today. A Walk Among the Tombstones is in theaters on Friday. But don't look for the smooth Crawley charm in these flicks. Stevens shows his range as a murderer and a Brooklyn drug dealer. And he talked about his new roles with Takeaway Culture producer and host of the Movie Date podcast, Kristen Meinzer. A Walk Among Tombstones, Stevens told Kristen, is not as far a step back in time as The Abbey.
The film is set in 1999 for a very specific reason, I think. It's very interesting to look at fear from, you know, the other side of the millennium. Remembering that in 1999, that sort of millennial angst and people very worried that, you know, their phones were going to sort of, you know, come alive and eat their heads, and, you know, the refrigerators were going to swallow their children. And
Y2K.
Well, exactly. You know, it was a big thing, weirdly. I mean, looking back on it, it does seem absurd, but it was a big thing. And there was some, you know, serious anxieties flying around, which all proved to be unfounded. And actually, you know, one of the bigger, you know, sort of unseen threats really sort of reared its head a year later. And things shifted a little bit, I think, in terms of what people found scary, who people trusted. You know, suddenly the authorities were very much more in question than they had been before. You know, and also what people find funny has changed as well. And I think, you know, The Guest is a film that sort of showcases that in a way, that actually there is, it's a kind of riotously funny film in a quite perverse way. You know, we try and make you laugh at things that didn't used to be funny. And we, you know, it's a very playful film from that perspective.
It reminded me a lot, actually, of John Carpenter's work and a lot of the 80s gore fest movies, but very stylized, and the way the music is used, the way the characters look, and a lot of it just feels like it's in the 1980s when you're watching it.
It's certainly got a throwback feel. I mean, it's very much set now. I mean, it does have a slightly kind of timeless thing in that it's, you know, it's out in the middle of the desert. It's Halloween, but it's unusual to see a Halloween movie set in the middle of the desert. And there's something just sort of off about the whole setting. And from the title card, really, you know that you're going to be in for a slightly unusual ride.
And how did you prepare for these roles? Because obviously the people who know you from Downton think of your accent being what it is. And then you're playing something of a robotic, cold-blooded military American killer in The Guest. And you have a Brooklyn accent in A Walk Among the Tombstones.
Right.
How did you prepare for that?
It's something I've always been interested in, really, the accents and voices. And actually making that more a part of my sort of on-screen work, you know, not just leaving it to the audio booth or just my own sort of bathroom, was quite fun, really. And seeing how that, particularly with the Kentucky accent in The Guest, I have to say, sort of how that informed the character, this southern drawl and the southern charm that came with that, which is something I have heard about, you know, the southern charm, but I didn't quite, you know, getting my head around what that means and how that informs the personality of a character that you're playing is very, very interesting to me. The way people talk about southern charm, particularly in the north of America, it is a mysterious thing, this southern charm, you know, and they're almost suspicious of it, weirdly jealous of it sometimes.
And did you have to go through any special martial arts training for these roles also?
I did, actually, yeah. You know, Tombstone's not so much, but with The Guest, you know, the special ops guy, I very much wanted to believe physically as much as psychologically that I could, you know, get my head around this character. And the physical preparation, you know, very intensive gym work. But the martial arts, the discipline of the martial arts, I have to say, was a huge factor in informing the character and the way that I approached it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today, Dan Stevens. Dan Stevens is the star of The Guest and A Walk Among the Tombstones and many other movies coming out this year. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thank you.
Movie Date podcast co-host Kristen Meinzer speaking to actor Dan Stevens, formerly of Downton Abbey. His films The Guest and A Walk Among the Tombstones both open this week.